Hi, I'm Kiki.
And I'm Kemi.
And you're listening to
Your Advisors Will See You Now, a podcast that will help you to figure out all of your options for life after high school. What's up, everyone? And thank you for joining us on the Your Advisors Will See You Now podcast. This is the After the Degree episode, where basically we talk about any topic about life after college, or segued from into college, out of college, but it's just another kind of ramble of different experiences that me and Kiki have had. And sometimes we've had some great friends on here too, just talking about life after college and what that looks like, because there is no class for life after college. We all just experience it as we go. So today we thought it'd be a fun topic to talk about comparing yourself to others. Not so fun. But we just thought it'd be an interesting topic because as we were talking before we started recording, as always, I feel like it's something that does happen when it happens like a lot for the majority of your life, but I think it can just look differently when you get out of college, you know? I think it can kind of always look like, okay, now I'm out of college. All right. The first thing is job. And you're kind of looking around. Other people, like, how are other people getting into positions right now? Are they entry level or are they making it? Should I be making it? Like, what level is next that I need to be achieving to feel like I'm doing right? That's kind of how I felt. Like, I remember I went back to, what was it? The reunion, the Elon reunion. What's it called? Homecoming. Yeah, homecoming. I'm like, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Reunion. It was a family reunion of Elon 20. No.
I mean, yeah, basically it's a reunion. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember going back right after I graduated because you were still there. Yeah. Because you were still there, senior.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just remember going back and seeing people that graduated and it's like, hey, what are you doing now? Hey, what are you doing now? It's like,
That's always the question.
And sometimes I'm like, I feel like kind of inadequate because at that time I was working back at my mom's early learning center and I was doing like a lot of like, I was managing a lot of programs. So I ran the whole entire summer camp program, the entire after school program, and just overall like operations of the daycare itself. But I've always been working at my mom's daycare since I was born.
Right.
So, but for me to also work there right after I had a psychology degree, it kind of seemed a little, it didn't feel right to me because it wasn't, you know, I thought right after I graduated, I would be, I don't know what I thought. I thought I was going to be big balling. I thought I was going to be living in North Carolina. I thought I was going to be like in a good job right after that, you know, and I was back at home, you know, and I was living with my mom. I was back at home working at the early learning center. And I just remember going to the homecoming and like people like, yeah, what do you do now? What do you do now? I'm like, oh, I'm a program coordinator at an early learning center.
I mean, which is true.
It's true, but you kind of sharpen that name a little bit more than it needs to be. Like, what do you do now? What do you do? What do you do? Yeah. You made it. You're president now. Oh, wow.
Right. No, that's true. I think too, like Elon, and I'm sure this is any school, but I think with Elon, you know, they're really big on like those like experiential learning. So like internships and research. So I feel like when people have those things, that probably propels them a lot more. And I don't think we really did that. Like I did an internship. I remember I tried to get like credit for the internship and she was like, the program chair was like, this doesn't count for your degree. And I was like, what the heck? That's an internship. But I don't feel like we really did a lot of that. And so,
yeah.
You know, people, and I'm not saying everyone did that, but it was even like internships, research, using like career services, you know, just utilizing things that I don't think, I'm speaking for myself, but I think you're probably the same boat. Like we just didn't use that a whole lot. And so when it was time for us to graduate and get jobs, it was like, we kind of just took whatever came. That was how I was. Cause remember, I did like that. I was like a graduate intern. And I was very excited about it because I was like, I'm working at Elon. Graduated, I work here, this is legit. But and people were like, okay, well, a graduate intern kind of implies like you're in graduate school. They're like, what are you getting your master's in? I was like, no, I'm a graduate and I'm an intern here. Like it was literally just those words. But
yeah,
like looking back, I'm kind of like, oh, it was cool and it gave me a lot of experience, but it was also like part-time. I wasn't making that much. I thought at the time I thought it was cool, and it was cool.
Yeah. But
even like leaving there, I didn't really use, like, I still had another year to use career services to do things, and I still didn't do it. And leaving there, I was like unemployed for a few months. But you're right, it is kind of, I think that's just kind of like the Elon environment. Again, this could be a lot of schools too, but Elon's just a little bit, it's just bougie. I think that's all it is. It's like, it's just a bougie place. And so when people leave there, in a great way, it is good. Like, people leave there like very successful for the most part. Yeah. I mean leaving there successfully to be just like a recent grad. And that's, it's great. Mm-hmm. It is great. But I'm sure looking back, we're kind of like, oh, well, we probably didn't take advantage of the things that we could have taken advantage of to just get more insight on things. So I feel that it's kind of like, oh, what do you do? What do you do? And that's like always the question. And you do feel the need to kind of like amp up your title or something like that. If it's not, if it's not sounding like what they do, or they're like, they're like, oh, I live in, sorry, I'm shaking the mic. They're like, oh, I live in LA and I live in New York and I live in Shanghai, something like that. And you're like, oh,
when I live I'm in back at home with my mama.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was definitely different, or like some people were going right to grad school afterwards too.
Mm-hmm. True.
And I was considering going to grad school. I did get accepted into grad school, but mm-hmm. I just didn't have the financing lined up for it. And, I think everything does happen for a reason, because I'm like, if I would have went to grad school, I don't think I would literally be in the chapter that I am now.
Right.
In mm-hmm. life. I don't think I would have met my husband, because I would have been out of state and I wouldn't have met him. I don't know. I would probably wouldn't be in Mexico. It's just a long chain thing, chain line of everything. Yeah. So everything works out exist either. It's good. Yeah, this podcast might not even exist
because you wouldn't be an advisor.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have been an advisor at an institution. Period. That's so true.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. very true. So, and I think too with comparison, I think we're our worst judges. I think out of everyone else, mm-hmm. You're gonna get some people that are gonna be like stank and maybe like judge you, but I think we are our worst judges, especially if you're not like a celebrity or something, because we're not a celebrity where everybody can just hate on you.
Right.
But I think we are, and it's always like kind of comparing yourself to others. Like, I know I remember I did that in college too, to an extent of like trying to make sure I was just doing the best I could. Like, I'm like my grades, being involved. Mm-hmm. But I think it kind of leveled out more during my, I feel like junior, senior year, where I was like, I can't be in all these activities. Like, right. I gotta get these good grades and I gotta focus on what's right, Not saying that I was like really terrible before, but I know I was like, Elon is very, very, very involved with so many, like there's tons of clubs, tons of different like volunteer things you could do. Like, there's so many ways to be involved. And it's just like, why not? Just sign me up. I'll do it. Sign me up. And do some, do not do it all. Like, what are you doing, girl?
Yeah. But even you saying that, I'm thinking back to what I was just talking about, like not taking advantage of everything, but we did take advantage of that. Like, we were very involved. And I think that honestly helped a lot of our friends. Like, that helped a lot of us to be like where we are today. Maybe not where we thought we would be. And I can't even say where I thought I would be 10 years ago, but, I think that did help us, because we were like running club, like we were running clubs.
We were.
And that's experiences that I'm sure we could put on a resume. We did put on a resume. So we took advantage of that. But I agree. And that's, again, something about Elon, which is not a bad thing at all, but it does encourage involvement. And you mm-hmm. I think it's like, once you do one thing, you're like, oh, let me do this too. Let me go volunteer in Burlington, 5 days a week. Let me go volunteer at the hospitals and da 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 da. So it does encourage involvement, but you're right. You have to because I think my senior year too, I stepped back from not enough, but something. You're right. It's like, why are you really here? And it's for school. And it's like, there's things that are good for your resume for sure. And just like for your life experience, but it has to be a balance.
Yeah.
It has to be a balance, but yeah. I do. And I guess that is true. Like, can you see other people doing a lot of stuff? And you're like, oh, should I be doing that too? should I be doing five clubs and mm-hmm. having five majors? That was a big thing I remember too. Like everybody was in multiple majors. And I was like, mm-hmm. how do you do that? I couldn't even fathom being a double major and a triple minor right now. But
right.
Yeah, it is. And I was just going to say too, something, and this is like moving to now, even getting on in social media is a big part of, I'm sure, our comparison, but even getting on LinkedIn, I'm like, mm-hmm. it's always like, so-and-so got a new job. So-and-so got a new job. And I'm like, okay, like good for them. Like, it's no hate or jealousy, but I'm like, okay, well, what am I doing? Like, yeah, what am I'm I doing with my...
With LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I'm the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
I was going to say too, which you were making me think of, like you said, like when we were very involved in school and there are some things we could put on our resume, I was just thinking of some things that I really could. And there was a time where I was actually, when I got out of college, I did a lot of comparison to what I did in college versus what I was doing out of college. So for example, mm-hmm. we did a lot of coordinating events. Like mm-hmm. remember we did Worship in Motion and we had dance teams from all over like North Carolina yeah. come in. Like that's really big. Like we yeah. were in college.
That's what I'm saying. We were like running clubs and running programs yeah. and stuff.
Like we were on tours. We were legitimately mm-hmm. doing things and we weren't even getting paid for it. So
no.
And I think it's cool because you were able to see the finished product, all that work you put in. And right. but we also had a lot of like free, quote unquote, free resources. We're still paying for college, but a lot of resources yeah. that we could use to get things done. But then when I left college too, and I was back at home, away from my friends, away from resources, away from campus, it's like, well, I feel like I'm not really doing anything because I was right. over-involved. So mm-hmm. I was kind of comparing yeah. myself to who I was back in school to where I am now. And I even had a moment of like, is this it? Like, was that fun chapter of life
did
over?
Peak,
like,
you know,
did I peak? Like, what? Like, whoa, not prepared for this at all. So that was a bit rough for me. And then you sprinkle a little bit of what I'm going to do next in there and versus like career wise and then just life wise. And then you're seeing like other people out of college that are like getting these amazing jobs, which is like amazing. Like, you know, I would never mm-hmm. like want to trample on anyone else, but it's just like, oh my gosh, like why yeah, can't absolutely. I also get there too?
Mm-hmm.
And some people were even getting married when we just right. got out of college. Yeah. I was like, dang, I missed that one.
Buying houses.
Like, buying houses like real, real soon. And I was just like, y'all, I ain't there. Like, I'm not posted nothing, like, right. you know, it's like, yeah, here's no, my sure. breakfast I'm having. That was back in the day when you could really like just post like
anything
and stuff. Like, look at this tree, click, put on Instagram, right. like, no, like, true. Put throw a little sepia filter on there. Bam. You're like, dang, this is a good post.
I know.
No caption, just like leaf period.
I think that summer that I was in Boston was that when I got Instagram and I like, I don't know when, like I went back to like the beginning of my stuff. And I was like, you literally could be posting anything. You're right. You like put all mm-hmm. like the little color filters. And it was just like, it was easy times. It was easy times. You could just like, okay, I'm posting like, yeah, a blade of grass. Look at this, you know, like something simple, but no, it's true.
Yep.
And I think that's really the biggest thing. Like I was mentioning before, one of the biggest contributors of why we compare, not the only one, but like social media, because mm-hmm. people can get on there and post anything.
Yeah.
And not anything. It's like, it's more curated things. It's like so appearance, a lot of it is so appearance based.
Your highlight
and
reel.
And it's just, yeah, exactly. Your highlight reel. And I think that's what we like forgot. It's like, oh, look at them. Like, right. People getting married. Like they look so happy and they probably are, but you're literally seeing, like you said, their highlight reel. So you don't know what's mm-hmm. going on behind the scenes. And like, hopefully it's nothing. Hopefully it is a great marriage, but we really don't know what people are going through. Or, you
what
know,
it took to get there. Cause no one ever shows like,
yeah, exactly.
what it took to really get there to the process.
Exactly. No, very true. Or even like fitness, you know, like, oh, look how they look. Like, I wish I could get like that. You know, it's so many things. Like, you know, that person could have had surgery. Like people can literally mm-hmm. post what they want and make you believe anything. Like only they know like their life. People that know them, only they know what's going on in their life. Like mm-hmm. someone can have 15 million followers and make you think their life is the best. And it could be a good life, but yeah, it's their highlight reel. And so I think, I don't know if social media has changed in that way. I feel like social media and you, your like page is curated to what you like And so I feel like a lot more of my stuff is not as much of that now. It's like, it's what I want to see. You know, if I want to see fitness people, it's because I'm like inspired by them. I really try not to, and I'm probably on there too much. I know I am, but I'm like, I get on here to laugh. You know, at this point I'm like, let me get on here to laugh. But I know like several years ago, it was very like, bam, bam, like everybody, you know, posting like, here's me on top of the Eiffel Tower. Here's me, you know, in Tokyo. Like, here's me, right, in Copenhagen, right. And it's just like, man, I'm here in my little place, you know, I'm not going. Right. Even people traveling, you're like, man, I wish I could travel like that. You know, it's things that it's just like, you don't know, like you said, you don't know what it took to get there. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it too is just like our motivation. Like, it's like, if you want to go travel, it's possible. If you want to do certain things, it's possible. It has to come from within. And like you said, I think you said before, like our own insecurities can prevent us from doing what we want to do. If you have goals, like live your goals. Like our only really comparison is ourselves. Like competitor is ourselves. It shouldn't be anybody. That's easier said than done though.
Yeah. And you know what I think too, which can be like an issue with comparing and also just social media. And sometimes you see all these things that people have and sometimes you're like, man, I kind of want to have that. It's like, really? If you didn't see that post, did you really want that?
Exactly. Would you know it existed?
Would you know it existed? Like, it's like, I guess like you could even say, for example, like there was one time, it was like a couple of years ago, I was like, I know I didn't want a house, but I was seeing people buying houses like, oh man, I guess I should kind of buy a house. And I was kind of like, I woke up and I was like, girl, you don't want a house right now because you don't even like where you live in right now. You don't even like this state you in. So what the frick are you talking about? So why would you want to put all that money in a place you know you don't want it? Next, no shade to the Massachusetts. Right. It's fine. I just hate the winter. And I just hate that you have to do the summer for 2 months. And then I'm inside all the time. It's cold. I'm shoveling. Got to pay for it. Like,
imagine you living in Massachusetts or Rhode Island in the wintertime with a house. Like, yeah, like that's all on you. Like, all on y'all to be like winter proofing the house, like you said, shoveling. Yeah. You would not want to do that. So
no, I wouldn't want to do that. Like, that's not even the weather I want to be in. So it's like, why are you feeling like you want to go for a house right now when truthfully you don't want to even be in this spot? So hold the heck off. So I think that can definitely be something. You're seeing other people doing these other things. You're like, well, maybe I should want that too, because maybe that's what everybody's doing right now. And it's like, no, just take a seat, take a little step back. Turn off the media for a couple of days and be like, what do you really want to do with your life? What motivates you? And I feel like a lot of people need to do that too. Cause sometimes I'm like, what do I actually like? You know, it's like, what really brings me joy, you know, other than, you know, just, you know, Jesus. What else here also brings me joy in this life? So, yeah. And I just think, like, no, I know everybody deals with comparison though. Like everybody has to deal with it. And I feel like another piece of it is always like the next step. Like, what's the next thing? What's like that next goal? And that can also rob you of just being in the present of the goal that you just attained right now. So it's like, oh, I wanted to go to grad school. And then I left grad school. It's like, man, like, all right, what's next? Like, no, like chill in that moment of you just completing this. Cause this was the goal that you wanted. Like chill in that moment. Like, instead of forward thinking and stressing for the next thing. So,
I was going to say, you mentioned Jesus, so I'm going to bring him up. But even like on
my hands up,
even on Instagram, like I still have people who like are into like that Bible journaling and like a lot of like inspirational things. And I'm like, man, I don't even read my Bible, you know, and that like, just like, and that's just one example, but when you're comparing, it can really like halt. It can really like halt you. You're like, well, I just won't do it at all then. You know, it's like, if I can't study my Bible, you know, they're like a better Christian than I am. Or, you know, it's just like, even that's something I've struggled with, but, it's like, and it's nothing that I really should compare myself to. Cause I should be like reframing it to be like, okay, well, learn from them. Like, I don't have to do everything that they do. Like, our, you know, like for this example, for like our quiet time with the Lord, it's going to look different for all of us. Like, that should be more. I think a lot of it, like, we do compare, but a lot of it should be. I don't think anyone posts. No, I won't say this. I don't think a lot of people post to be like, I'm better than you. Some people do. they do want to flex, and that's
some people do.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people do. But I would think, like, for the Bible journaling community or Bible study community, they're not really on there to do that. It's like to inspire. And mm-hmm. but, you know, it was just like my own mind was like, oh, look at them, like, they're, you know, taking notes really well, and they're really studying, and they're really learning and showing themselves approved. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. And so it's just like, I just don't do it. But I had to reframe a little bit. I'm still working on it. But to be like, okay, well, take some things from these people to learn, like, what you could do, like inspiration for what I could be doing in my quiet time. That could be for anything, you know. Like, that was just my one example, that something I've struggled with comparison. But like I said, fitness, you're like, oh, like, they work out 6 times a week and like, look at their results. But it's like, okay, well, if their life, and that's one thing I noticed too. I feel like people, and I'm not saying this is everybody, but people on social media or like YouTube have time to be in the gym for 3 hours a day. Like, exactly. Literally have time. I don't have time for that. I do not have time to be in the gym for 3 hours a day. But yeah, I don't have time to do that. And so, like, I get on YouTubers' Instagram, and I'm like, oh, they're working out, they look so great. It's because they can spend that time. But I can also get results, but on my timeline. Like, I know what my day looks like. So if I have an hour to spend in the gym, if I have half an hour to go to the gym or just walk, that's what I can do. And so I think it's like, we have to try to, like, of course, limit our consumption, but also take things as inspiration and not like, you have to attain what they attain, because everyone's lifestyle is different. But yeah. I was just saying that even with fitness, or like people like on Instagram or even YouTube exercising, like, you're like, they look great. They're in the gym. They're probably in the gym for 3 hours a day because they have time to be in the gym 3 hours a day. Like, that's not feasible for my schedule. So I can't really like look at them and be like trying to get their same results. Like, I can only do what I can do. So if my lifestyle doesn't allow for that, if I can do half an hour in the gym, that's half an hour that's good for me and my lifestyle. So it's just like, you have to really think about too, like, what people put out there, because, you know, they're like, they could be doing a day in the life and they may only show 20 minutes in the gym, but they're probably in there for like a lot longer. And that's just not, you know, you have to think about your own lifestyle. Like, can you really do that? And probably not. And that's okay. It's just like, we have to remember, we can only do what we can do. And again, it's like, everything that we see should be used for inspiration, not to try to attain that same person's status, because, or like, not even just status, but like their same goals. Because all of our goals, like, we're different people. All our goals should mm-hmm. and will look a lot different.
Yeah, because it's just different household, different lifestyles. Like if you have like a ripped, like, I'm not part of this like group yet, or one day in life I will, but like, I remember hearing like this toxic thing of like the snatch back body, like after you're pregnant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why is that even a thing? Like, you mm-hmm. just like, and for what, like, and that's like just something that you shouldn't even have be something that should be attained after. It's like, your right. body just went through giving birth to someone. Someone was in your exactly. body for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have people saying snatch back. It's like, not only has this your baby come into your life, your whole household is different now. You're off a baby's sleep schedule, trying to get them used to, you know, life in this world now. Like, how can you think that everybody is able to just mm-hmm. go to the gym and have that time when there's a whole new thing in your home, like a whole new like lifestyle life. In your home yeah. right now? Like, there's yeah. a child here, like, that mm-hmm. needs to be, like, and you're all getting adjusted to this new way of life in your home.
Exactly.
So, for people to set that, some people to set that standard of like, yeah, your body should be in shape after that. It's like, there's a lot of like mental, physical things that happen after birth to you alone right. too, mm-hmm. with trying to balance all that. So
right.
it's like, don't think that those should be goals that you need to chase after, because it's just not realistic.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. And I have two friends that are going through that. They like just had babies in the last 5 months. And I think, you know, I think for them, like, it could be, and they're talking about, they're like, you know, It's just been hard to like get that pre-baby body back. Mm-hmm. I think it's too, like, you compare yourself to your old self, not your old mm-hmm. self, but like your pre-baby self. Yeah. And it's like, you know, that's like the weight you're used to, or that's, like you said, that's the schedule that you're used to. But I'm like, you know, I try to, like, I listen to them and I hear what they're saying, and I try to be like encouraging. I'm like, no, like, you can do it. But it's just like, also, like, give, like you said, give yourself grace. Like, you just had a child
yeah.
and you're older now. It's like, it's one thing when you had a child maybe you know, right. like a while ago or
younger. Several
years ago and they're younger. But it's like, as we get older, I'm sure, and I haven't experienced this before. I'm just observing, you know, people close to me, but it's like, I'm sure as we get older, your body changes and like, our hormones are different. Our metabolisms are different. And so it's just like a lot of factors where you may not like get back to that body right away. Or anytime soon. And that's okay. But I can imagine like if that's what you're used to in your own body, like you're comparing yourself to like your year ago self. And that is probably hard. It's like not even comparing yourself to other people, but you could be, but it's just like, you know, like, oh, I've never been like this weight before. Or, and that could be for anybody. I think just women, like I always look at men and like, you know, you see the men, they can eat a salad and work out for an hour. And you know, we're joking here, but it just seems like guys,
they can lose so much quicker and it's so annoying.
It really is. But it's just like our bodies as women. And I think, you know, we have to give ourselves as women in general, whether you had a child. I mean, we just go through a lot of just different things, whether you had a child or not. Like our bodies change a lot, like all the time.
Yeah.
We have cycles.
Yeah, I can look at a burger and start feeling bloated. I even got to touch my mouth. I can look at that burger. I'm already bloated for the next day.
Sometimes I don't care. And that's true. But sometimes I'm like, I'm going to eat the burger. Like, I want a burger. I'm going to eat the burger. And so, you know, even that, you know, a lot of this, there's just a lot of spaces. And there's a lot of spaces in this world. It's like the nutrition space, the fitness space, the blah, 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 blah space. Nutritionists, like some of them be like, you have to eat 3 pretzels and 2 pieces of cheese, and it has to be, you know, you can't have a bun. And some people follow that, and great, they want to follow that, great. Not me. I like to eat over here. And so like I have a trainer, and she helps me, you know, with macros and things like that. But it's like, you know, and it's not like super strict. Like she wants me, like, and I struggle with tracking sometimes because I'm like, I want to eat what I want to eat. But it's like fit it into my macros, like fit it in. It's like, it's not saying I can't eat it. It's just like, be mindful of what else I'm eating too. But it's just like, you can't let the world be like, you can't have that. You can't, cause if we said no to everything, you wouldn't be eating anything. Like you'd be eating like cows, they eat grass. You'd be eating grass all the time, which is like, okay, eating lettuce, like, that'll be lettuce. Like that's great. Like eat salads, eat your veggies. But if you want to enjoy something else, of course, like within your limitation, like, you know, your body, but it's like, eat it. You know, you can't let someone else tell you, you can't have that unless you're allergic to it or intolerant to it. But it's just like, our bodies crave things sometimes. Our bodies, we get bloated the next, you know, and maybe in a week you'll be unbloated. It's just like, that's just how our bodies are. And again, like the older we get, the more they change and the more we have to be like very aware of our body. But it's like, don't deprive it either. Like, I'm going to eat. Yeah. I'm going to eat the burger. I might get a burger today. But is it?
That's funny. But what do you think? I'm trying to think of what at this current stage. I feel like in this level of adulthood, the next stage of... Well, actually, I don't even know. I'm like, I don't even know what the next stage of comparison is probably going to be. Because I'm not even in the next stage of whatever heck I got to be. But I feel like the one stage I want to be at is retired.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No.
like, I don't care. Like, I just want to retire. But
no, it's true.
But what do you think are, well, I think we mentioned some key things to keep in mind to like not compare yourself. I think it's like, you know, reflecting on, is this something that you really want to do? And I think also just social media breaks are handy too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, and again, like I said, I know I need a social media break, but I really get on there. I'm like, I want to laugh. Like, there's, of course, things on there that, like, even just now, I got on and I was like, oh, so-and-so's in, it was like some beach. And I was like, that looks nice. I'm like, okay, great. Good for them. Like it. Move on. And that's easier said than done. Like, you know, of course, like, our mental states fluctuate as well. So sometimes you may harp on something, like, that somebody else is doing or has. And we should not do that. And it's easier said than done. But I get on there to laugh. Like, I don't really get on there. And at this point, I feel like I'm trying to, like, learn. So, like, I do want to learn. Like, social media can be a tool to educate us. So, I do want to get on there. Like, for me, I like to eat. Like I just said, I like to get on there and get recipes. I'm like, oh, this looks good. Like, I save a lot of recipes. Or, you know, I do save a lot of, like, Bible study inspiration or fitness things. Because I'm like, and help me. Like, I want to keep this so I can come back to it and say, oh, what did they do? So I can implement it into mine. But like, it's realistic. It's not like I'm going to go and try to deadlift, you know, 500 pounds tomorrow. You know, I'm not attaining that because that's not, my body can't do that right now. You know, so it's just like, it's like little things that I will try to implement, because a lot of it, it's like, if you're unmotivated in certain things, you need motivation. So sometimes other people may be motivation to you. And so that's what I think, it's just like reframing how we look at social media, because like we said at the beginning, it really is a highlight reel. Like, very few people get on there and are open with their lives. Like, some people do get on there and they share like all their life. And that can be helpful to some people. But other people mostly don't want to be that vulnerable on social media. Mm-hmm. So they're showing, yeah, they're showing the highlight reel. So I think it's just like having to go into that with that mindset, you know. But also, you know, like you said, like knowing your goals, like you have, we have to have our own goals. And somebody's, somebody's goal may be inspiring to you, but it's like, yeah, what makes you happy? What brings you joy? What do you like to do that's realistic for you? Because again, your someone else's lifestyle is maybe is likely not realistic for your lifestyle. Right.
Exactly. I think you said it all, girl. You said it all.
But yeah, I mean, again, like as we grow up and go through life stages, like, and maybe, how do I say this? Like, not necessarily regrets, but you may be like, oh, well, why didn't I do that? Or like, why didn't I intern that summer? You know, oh, I was out here having fun and I could have been doing XYZ, or, you know, why didn't I get my master's degree back then? Or why didn't I go out and like meet new people then? And it's just like, shoulda, coulda, woulda. At this point, you know, like, you can't take time back. And that's so cliche, but you literally can't take time back. Like, you can only look to the future. And so it's like, if you're, you know, if you're comparing yourself, stop, because you're awesome. We're all awesome. Like, we have it in us to reach our, oh Lord, hit that thing, to reach our own goals. We have it inside of us. And, you know, if it's like, you need to talk to somebody, talk to a friend, maybe you need to talk to a therapist, maybe you need to go see your doctor, or, you know, if you have a faith background, go talk to like a minister or something like that. Whatever you need to do just to get motivated. That's what I would say to do. Cause I think once we start motivating ourselves and realizing, you know, what's inside of us, we're like, oh, I am great. And that's all it is. Just like to realize like what's inside of you, and that we all have different walks.
I think that's 100% too, because sometimes like you look at the opposite side where people will go on social media and they can get, you know, easily depressed by comparing yourself to others too. So you can get stuck in that mindset, oh, I'll never be able to attain this, or I'll never do that too. So I agree with the whole motivation thing of reframing it that way and like getting others to help or inspire you. Because if it's doing the opposite effect, then it's like, yeah, you should definitely distance yourself from it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And my last thing I was going to say too, like you said before, you know, we don't know what people are going through on social media. Like when they're posting, like if you're like a someone that has a lot of following, they're also like, imagine, I think you mentioned it too, like people are criticizing them, like they're getting criticized. You don't want that. Like nobody wants that. I don't think people get on there like thinking people are going to criticize them, but it's like the bigger your reach gets, like the more people just get on there. And sometimes it's just a troll. Some people just like to get on there and argue, and that's also not good. So like, imagine what they're probably going through too, like how they had to go through a process to distance themselves. Like, cause some people, they really want to get on there just to inspire others, educate others. And then you have people come in to attack, and that's just how life is. And it's stupid, but that's just how it is. But you know, imagine what they had to do within themselves or with a professional or with help to be able to like, detach from those really dumb comments. And it's like, none of us want to go through that. So it's like, you know, we're maybe envying them, which is, you know, envy, we shouldn't be envying people or coveting, but you know, we're looking at them like, oh, that's awesome. But you don't know what type of words have been like thrown at them, or what somebody said, or what kind of period they went through. Just because like they're just getting on there to do some good work, and people want to be nasty.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, you know, and I think too, like we can get on social media, we can post what we want to, but we don't have to post everything. You don't have to let everybody know what you're doing. Like, you don't have to let everybody know all your moves. If you're getting on there and you're getting your master's degree, you're out buying a house, if you do that and your family knows about it, your friends know about it, that's all. That's great. That's great. Like, share with people who actually are going to support you. That's what I would say. I think that's another part of comparison too. It's like, you achieve something and feel like you have to post it, which is, I'm not saying you can't post it, but like, always think about like the intention behind posting something. Mm.
That's so true. Because sometimes only your small group needs to know. Like, sometimes not, because I think I told two people this one time. Someone I know was like, "Yo, I was gonna do this and share this," and I was like, "But there was like more background information to it." Yeah, I knew there was some people in the office that weren't really a fan of this person, so I was like, "Hey, you know," I was like, "No, you gotta be. You remember, like, you know, like I don't think you have to necessarily do all that." I was like, "You know, you gotta remember, like, not all people are for you. You know what I mean? Like, just talk.
Yeah,
to people
exactly.
That you know, just the people that you know, personally. Like, those are the ones that are in your corner, championing you." So it was like,
exactly.
You know,
and that's enough.
You don't want to bring all that negative energy to you. So, you know.
But yeah.
Yeah, y'all.
Exactly. So, I mean, hopefully we gave, you know, our background about comparison, but also there's some tips in there too. I think everything is just like, what's your intention behind what you're doing? That's it. What's your intention? What's your motivation? And it, just remembering that you have it inside of you to reach your goals. And, you know, hopefully, you know, anyone listening has you have a community of people, like Kimmy just mentioned, like you have your support, you have your community. Hopefully you have people that can back you up and support you. And we're here for you, too. We're here for you, too.
We want the best for you, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, thank you for listening to our episode. We appreciate it. You know what? Being creative is hard. We love it, but it's hard. And we always welcome new ideas. So if you have anything you want to hear about after the degree, our career series, we're going to ask every time. Let us know, because there could be things that we haven't touched on yet that you want to hear about and that we aren't thinking about, just because we think about a lot of other things with this podcast. So yeah, please share if you have any ideas for us. We'd love to hear them and discuss them. So, you know where our email is in the show notes. You can find us on social media, Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, Yasin Podcast. Please continue to like and share and subscribe, leave reviews. We love all of that. We appreciate all of that. Thank you so much, everyone. And I think that is it. You know what? I'm sure it's coming out at the end of this month. We're still selling our merch.
Go buy some, please. Thank you.
If you buy a little something, we appreciate you. If you don't and you share it with somebody, we appreciate you. We appreciate you regardless. So thank you so much.
And check out the show notes for those.
Check out the show notes and we'll see you in the next one. See you.
Bye. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to the latest episode of Your Advisors Will See You Now. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media pages and check out our website. Take a look at the show notes below.
And please make sure to subscribe and share this podcast. Also, show us some love and please leave a 5-star review. Catch you next time.
See ya.